Tonight, 'tis the night before Christmas, and as the poem we all know goes, children everywhere will be nestled all snug in their beds while visions of sugar plums dance in their heads. It's a lovely image, but what is a sugar plum? We decided to consult the experts. We found one in Chef Peter Grueling. He's professor of baking and pastry arts at the Culinary Institute of America, and he joins us from there. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Do you know what a sugar plum is?
I do, and actually there seem to be two types of treats that are referred to as sugar plums. One of them is actually a candied plum, which would have been made during the summer months, probably from an Italian prune plum or a damson plum. And the other one is probably more commonly what's referred to as a sugar plum, and it's a homemade confection, and it consists of dried fruits and nuts with what are sort of traditional holiday spices. They're all chopped, and it's bound together with a little bit of honey. They're rolled into little oval shapes and coated with powdered sugar.
So if you want to make sugar plums, you don't actually have to cook or bake?
No, actually, you don't need any heat at all. these days, it's really nice to have a food processor, but if you want to be really traditional about it, you can chop them with a knife.
Well, you sent us a box of sugar plums, which I'm going to open if I can get the knots undone. Okay, here we go. Now, I have three flavors, fig and anise, citrus almond, and pistachio.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they look a little bit like those candies we used to, snowballs or something?
Or they also look like the Christmas cookie pfeffernuss.
That's it. That's what I'm thinking.
Right.
Of. Well, I'm opening pistachio. It looks like a little lump.
Well, it's a sugar plum.
And it's soft. Actually, it is delicious. This is a nice taste of nuts and citrusy flavors.
Right.
What is the fruit in there?
In the pistachio one, I used both dried pears and dried apricots, and then I used a blend of spices.
I mean, could you just sort of make it up as you go along? I mean, whatever kind of dried fruit you can find?
Well, you know, Linda, that's pretty much what I did. I did some research, and I came up with what I thought was sort of a traditional one, and I made that. And then I took some flavor profiles that I really liked, like cherry and hazelnut and pistachio and the citrus with the coriander. In today's world, you could pick any flavor profile you wanted to and create a sugar plum with it.
Now, do you think these sugar plums might catch on? They were obviously quite the thing. And when? Maybe like when Dickens walked the earth?
Definitely. 19th century and before, they were quite the thing. And will they catch on? There's no reason they shouldn't. It was not very long ago that it was sort of a novelty when white tablecloth restaurants started serving plum pudding again in the holidays. And now that's something that you see everywhere. So, and you know, this is kind of a similar type of thing.
My theory about plum pudding is that that came back when we learned we could make it in 10 minutes in the microwave.
Well, you can make sugar plums in about 10 minutes with a food processor and no microwave, so it's even a little bit easier.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
That's Chef Peter Grueling. He is a professor at the Culinary Institute of America and also the author of the book Chocolates and Confections. And for his original sugar plum recipe, look at our website, npr.org.